Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation.
Wakey, wakey. Come on, honey. It's time to get up. Oh, there you are. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, baby. Don't struggle. Shh, I'm here. There's no use fighting anyway. I've got you all nice and tied up. But that's just to prevent you from getting any silly ideas about escaping. I don't expect I'll need to keep you restrained for very long. Oh, come now. I'm sure you can guess where this is. That's right, sweetheart. You are in my chambers. I took you straight here after we captured you. I even put a sleeping spell on you to make the journey go faster. Wasn't that kind of me? Oh, you were only out for a few days. We didn't travel with the rest of my forces after all. It was faster to carry you on the back of my dragon. She took quite a liking to you, you know, and Fafnir is usually wary of humans. You should have seen her nuzzling her head up to you when we camped for the night. It was so sweet. I'm sure the two of you are going to get along so well. I can't wait to introduce you to the rest of my friends. I told them all about our time together as adventurers, how we used to travel the lands, looking for excitement, helping those in need. And when we accepted a monster hunting job, how you always insisted on trying to communicate with the target first. Well, of course that sometimes got us in a pickle. But when it did work, we were able to resolve the conflict without even raising a blade. The whole group would be grinning for days. Wow. Those were always my favorite stories to tell. I have a lot of good stories from back then. Do you remember how we used to stay up late, sitting by the campfire? Or how we'd spend hours in dirty taverns, waiting for our next job? Yes, and every time I'd end up getting into a brawl with someone, I just couldn't keep my nose out of trouble. Gods, what I'd give to be back there with you all. I didn't appreciate how good we had it. These past years have been trying, to say the least. I've had to make some difficult decisions. Decisions that concern the lives of many. And it isn't like when we were an adventuring band. I was only a leader then. Now, the fate of entire nations lie in my hands. It's frightening, wielding that much power. And even though I'm not alone, and even though there are many here I call friend, my role has come with a certain loneliness. I often find myself reminiscing about our old group, wishing we could be together again. Their faces are still very clear in my mind. But most of all, I've missed you, sweetie. Saga's illustrious archer, my second in command. Who would have thought you'd become so famous? The great hero, they call you. The chosen one. I remember when you were just a simple hunter. You'd come to the academy every day after class to help me with my research, and maybe hoping to learn a bit of magic along the way. It didn't take long for us to become friends. You were always so easy to talk to. I could just go on for hours and hours, telling you of all the wonderful things I'd read about, how much I'd wanted us to leave our sleepy little town. And then, one day, we did. I convinced you to come with me on a grand journey. We struck out with our little band of adventurers, not knowing what future awaited us. The world was ours to explore. We traveled beyond the edges of the map, saw things most people can only imagine. And with each job we did, our band became stronger. Yet, as Saga grew in prominence, we began to attract the attention of others. I replay that night constantly, you know. I wonder what might have happened if I'd said something different, waited a few more days. Sometimes I think it would have been better if my people had never found me. I'd lived my entire life without knowing who my real family was. It never bothered me, not really. I had you guys after all. You were my family, the family I'd chosen. Which made it even worse when you turned on me. Perhaps I was naive to think I could convince you to join me, that you wouldn't judge me for who I am. How long had I led you, been the one you confided in? I'd earned your trust. And yet, the whole band betrayed me as soon as they learned I was of the demon's blood. They didn't question the old tales, consider why the Empire might vilify us. No, instead, they drew their weapons and tried to kill me. All except you, sweetie. You just stood there, paralyzed, as I knocked everyone else out. Didn't even notch an arrow. Were you merely too frightened to attack me? Or was there some other reason you stayed your hand? Perhaps it wasn't fear at all. See, those nobles might think of you as some grand savior of humanity, a demon slayer. They sit behind their walls, praying you'll do their dirty work for them, that you'll put your life on the line to protect their gold, their land. But they don't know you like I do. They don't know that when you had the chance to kill the demon lord herself, you couldn't. Because you don't really serve them, do you? You never have. All this time, you've just been waiting for your love to come back to you. Well, here I am. I am sorry it took me so long. If only we could have been reunited sooner. I tried to rescue you before, led a number of expeditions, past enemy lines, to search for you. But that was during the early days of the war, when they were still keeping you in the heart of the Empire. And each time we tried to reach you, we were routed back. I wasn't as strong then as I am now. It would have been impossible to take you home without my troops paying the price. I wanted to go anyway, to crush those keeping us apart. But my generals advised against it, said that patience would pay off. And it seems they were right. You are with me again. The Empire is on its knees. What more could I hope for? Just look at you, sweetie. All helpless and tied up. And you were so cute, sleeping on the way here. I must admit, I had trouble holding myself back. This really shouldn't be a surprise. I've always loved you. From the very beginning. Before this. Even before we formed Saga. I knew I wanted to make you mine. Why do you think I always kept you so close? I had to keep you safe. I had to protect you. Yet, I failed even at that. I wasn't able to take you with me on that fateful night. If I'd stayed, it would have meant having to kill the only family I'd ever known. And I was not prepared to do that. Even though they're traitors, even though they tried to kill me. So I left, believing I'd be able to return to take what's mine. I never thought the Empire's priests would make you their champion, that They'd whisk you away to the capital to be trained by that ridiculous order of knights. It all just happened so quickly, and before I knew it, you were gone. And every hour since then has been pure torture to me. You understand that, don't you? How painful it is, being apart from the one person you love more than anything? I should burn the Empire to the ground for what they did to us. I should raise their precious mansions, cast the bodies of every noble into the sea. But I won't. This war has gone on long enough. Too much has already been lost. The time has come for peace. What's wrong? I thought you'd be ecstatic after hearing that. Don't you understand? I'm going to spare them. The Empire does not have any other choice but to surrender. It's on its last legs. One more push from me, and the entire kingdom comes crumbling down. I think you overestimate the Empire's tenacity. Their army's already demoralized. They'll have to give up sooner or later. And once the people hear what's become of the great hero, their will to fight will vanish completely. Don't play coy, sweetie. You know what's going to happen to you. Oh, come now. Must I really spell it out? You are going to marry me. I'm serious. I have it all planned out. There's going to be a grand wedding and everything. We'll have our own private ceremony before that, of course. The wedding itself will serve a more political purpose. Please, you don't really believe that, do you? Ah, well, the prophecy they told you is not completely incorrect. Except you were never destined to kill me. No. In the true prophecy, our war only ends when you become my betrothed. This is fate, sweetheart. We were always meant to be together. So why don't you stop lying to yourself? You'll feel so much better to give in to me. I can make you squirm and shudder under my touch. You'd like that, wouldn't you? All you have to do is say, that you belong to me. It's a simple thing. Just submit to me, and I will take care of that desperate ache for you. What? You don't think I didn't notice how excited you've gotten? Especially when you're naked and tied up. You're all pent up, aren't you? I can tell. And all I've done is run my hands over your chest. Maybe I should go a little lower. That's it. Tell me, is it frustrating? Feeling me rub your thighs like this? Being unable to move while I treat you like a toy? Oh, baby, you are trembling. Oh, Mommy wishes she could help you out. She really does. But you've been a naughty little one, haven't you? Yes, you have. And I can't do anything until I know you're sorry. You are sorry, aren't you? That's what I thought. Tell Mommy you love her. That you will never abandon her again. I forgive you. After all, it really is not your fault. They tricked you, made you think I'm your enemy. But that cannot be further from the truth. I'm not the evil monster they say I am. My generals never intended to conquer the world. I certainly didn't. No, I don't want the world. I just want your half. But you already knew that. Hmm.
You are Mommy's perfect little one.
And that's why I'm going to give you a reward.
That's a good bet. Just keep moaning for me. Do you like it when I stroke you nice and slow?
Gods, you must. You're already throbbing in my hand. That's it. Just let Mommy make you feel good. Here, I'm going to get you lubed up.
Just look at how you're pulsing for me. Let Mommy touch your tender parts. Here, rub yourself up to my hand. Was that what you wanted?
You look so adorable when you're worked up. You're all flushed. Oh, your legs are tensing up. Mommy's gotten turned on just from watching you. I can't believe we're only doing this now. I should have claimed you when we were still adventurers. You always did sleep like a rock. It would have been so easy to slip into your tent and have my way with you. I bet you even wanted me to. Oh, come on. I saw the way you looked at me. The way you're looking at me now. So shy and submissive. You just want Mommy to take care of you. Isn't that right? That's all you've ever wanted. To serve me.
You don't have to worry about anything, baby. Mommy's got you. Here, why don't you suckle at my breast?
Just let me take off my clothes. There we go. See how perky my nipples are? Don't they just look delicious? Come on, I don't mind. That's a good pet. Ah, yes. What a perfect little sweetie you are. You're making Mommy feel really good. I don't know how many... How many times I've fantasized about doing this with you. Oh, seeing you just clinging to me so desperately. Taking you into my bosom. Nursing you as I keep stroking you. Here, switch to the other side, honey. Oh, you're bucking your hips into my hands. Are you getting close, baby? Yes. I'm going to go a little faster then. Are you about to come, baby? Yes. Yes, do it. Come for Mommy. Yes, show Mommy how you come. Ah, yes, that's a good pet. Oh, yes, you're coming all over my hand.
Do you like that, sweetie?
I'll bet that was the best orgasm you've ever had. Am I right? Your eyes are even a little glassy. But we're not done yet. Mommy needs some attention too. Now, let's get these restraints off of you first. I don't think we're going to need them anymore. You aren't going to try to run away, are you?
That's my sweetie.
There. You are free once more. Aw, do you miss being tied up? You like it when I have my way with you. Is that it? Gods, that's so sweet. Are you trying to make my heart melt?
Well,
don't you worry, because you are getting down on your knees. Oh, yes, you heard me, love. Get onto the floor.
This is perfect. Oh, what a good little one you are.
Oh, seeing you explode like that has gotten Mommy all worked up. My cock's been bulging in my panties this entire time. See how hard I am for you, baby? Some pre-cum's even leaking from the tip. Here, why don't you clean it up? Yes. Oh, it's flick your sweet tongue over the head. Ah, just like that. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I've never had my balls sucked on before. I didn't know that I'd like it this much. Oh, yes. Work the shafts, too. Oh, fuck. Yes, darling. Nice and slow. I want to enjoy this. Oh my, what is that needy look you're giving me? You wanna suck me off, baby? Such initiative. Well, all right, but only if you ask nicely. Say, please, let me suck your huge cock, Mommy. Oh, no, don't be embarrassed now. Ah, it's all right. Mommy won't judge you, darling. You don't ever have to feel guilty when you're with me. Understood? Now, take it slow. I know, I'm pretty thick. Ah, yes. Oh, God. Oh, your mouth feels amazing, sweetie. I will not be able to last very long at this rate. Fuck. Look up at me, baby. I want to see those pretty eyes of yours. What did I do to get this lucky?
The great hero sucking on my cock so greedily.
Weren't you supposed to cleanse the world of the evil scourge?
Oh, if only they could see you now. The people's champion. On your knees for the demon lord.
Is it all right if I put my hands on the back of your dear head? Oh, I want to feel your lips. Yes, wrapped around the base of my shaft. Yes, thank you, baby. Oh, just be sure to tell me if I'm being too rough, all right? Yes. Just tap my thigh and I'll pause. Yes, take it all in. My cock's pressing against the back of your throat. Here. I'm going to start thrusting. Oh, yes. Oh, you like having your face fucked, don't you? Yes. Oh, that's it. Gag on Mommy's dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, your spit's dripping all over my balls, love. Oh, God. Don't stop. I'm almost there. No, don't stop.
Mommy's going to shoot her load down your throat. Are you going to be a good little one and swallow for me?
Yes. I'm so close. I'm coming. I'm coming, my love.
Are you all right, baby? Oh, you look a bit dazed. Oh, goodness. I didn't actually expect you to swallow it all. Oh, yes. Oh, you made Mommy ecstatic. Come here, I'll lay down and kiss you. It tastes good, don't I? How are you so cute? This really is unjust. How can I control myself when you whimper like that? You don't want me to hold back? No? Should Mommy take you however she likes? Get back on the bed, sweetie. I hadn't planned to consummate our marriage until after the actual ceremony. But I don't think I can wait that long now. So I'm going to just mount you right here, right now. That's it. Ass up. Yes, show me how much you want it. Show me how much you need me to pound that sweet little hole of yours. Here, let me get you lipped up. And a little bit for myself. There we go. Can you feel the head of my cock pressing up against you? Oh, how is Mommy hard so soon? Oh, the demon lord has hardly any refractory period, my sweet. Is this your first time? Are you ready for Mommy to pop your cherry? I'm going to make you squirm. Oh, relax for me, baby. Yes, just let go. Let me in. Yes, that's just the head. Here, I'll just hold it. Oh, gods, what a sight. Yes, that's a third. Yes. Oh, no. Nearly all the way in. Oh, holy shit. Oh, I'm going to start moving. Yes, just let those moans out. Yes. I love you, baby. I have always loved you. Yes, that's why I have to claim you. Everyone has to know you belong to me. Oh, isn't that right, sweetie? Here, I'm just gonna hold still and I want you to buck back onto me. Yes. Oh, yes, look at that. Oh, I've stretched you out so good. Oh, yes. Here, now my turn. Oh, yeah. Yes? Oh, you like how hard I'm fucking you? Oh, do you like how I'm gaping you? Ah, oh, the hero's maiden hole. Oh, so tight. You're squeezing around me perfectly. Oh, Mommy loves how obedient you're being. Ah, take it, baby. Take my fucking cock. Say you belong to me. Say it. Yes. You only love Mommy, right? Fuck, that's it. Oh, well, you do clench up every time I slap you. Does it feel good when Mommy punishes you? Yes. You're all mine, baby. I will not let anyone else ever lay their hands on you.
It must be so amazing when mommy's thick cock rubs against your special spot. I'm going to make you come, little one. Would you like that? Do you want me to go even faster?
I can feel my balls tensing up again, sweetie. I'm about to go. Oh, fuck. I is almost gonna shoot her thick load inside you.
Yes. Do you want mommy to seed you?
Fuck. Yes. Come with me, sweetie. Yes. Come. Come as I breed you. Do it. Come now. Oh, God. You were incredible, baby. Oh, my cum still leaking out. It made a huge mess, the great hero. I have never seen you so out of it. Ah, that might have been a bit much for your first time. Here, mommy's going to give you cuddles to make it all better. Ah, that's it. Just let me hold you nice and tight. I'll stroke your hair for you. Your home is wherever I am. It doesn't matter if it's a tattered tent or a grand mansion. As long as you're with me, I'll keep you safe. Mommy promises she won't ever let you out of her sight again. Are you starting to get sleepy, my love? Oh, I can feel your breath slowing down. It's all right, sweetie. You can rest. Just listen to the steady beat of my heart. Sleep with your betrothed's arms wrapped around you. That's it. Let all the stress melt away. You never have to worry about a single thing. Because of us, the fighting is over, the bloodshed is ended, and the world can heal at last. So, dream peacefully. Dream of the bright future that awaits us.